Joined in the studio by Lachlan Behrman. Now, Lachlan, you would describe yourself as a racing driver. Ultimately, you're a racing driver, aren't you?
Yep.
And you race, certainly not the sort of thing that you would normally see on television on a circuit, is it? Can you explain exactly what sort of kart it is that you've got? I mean, it's got four wheels, it's got an engine, but you're very close to the ground, aren't you?
Yeah, I race in this class called Minimax, and yeah. we're only a couple of like inches off the ground, and we reach speeds of around 65 miles an hour.
Which is scary when you're that close to the ground. Closer to the ground than something like a lawnmower, I suppose, isn't it, really? When you get, because your dad's here as well, isn't he? And,
yeah.
And actually, I mean, it might be a good time to bring you in, because you've been involved at the very early stages. I mean, the both of you, really, because it's... How did you get into karting itself? I mean, ultimately, Lachlan, you're not just going to immediately go in and say, right, this is what I'm going to do, like picking up a football. You do need the help of your dad, don't you, really, to get that done?
Yeah, well, Dad really got me into it. He started racing in Formula Ford, and then he retired. But he bought a kart for the first time.
Yeah.
And I saw him, and I thought, this just looks so cool. I just want to get into it. And so I started when I was six, and I've just been working my way up from there.
And really, in theory, you can only start in competition from the age of eight, can't you? So that's an achievement, being able to get in at the age of six.
Yeah, that I was really lucky to... get into racing when I was six, and then like you said, I started when I was eight properly.
What is it you like most about this form of racing then, doing that? And well, you've grown up with doing it anyway. How old are you now? 12, so you've been doing it half your life.
Yeah, well, it's just the adrenaline and the fact that it's just so exciting, and you really have to concentrate, and you don't really know what's coming next. You've just got to prepare for anything that's going to happen, and I just really enjoy that tension and the feeling of it.
I can imagine the tension just sitting on the grid, let alone anything else.
Yeah.
Probably can't beat it, can you? I mean, that's the other thing as well, though. You're spending all this time doing that. Do you find time for other interests? Have you got any other interests as well?
No, I haven't got any other interest. Karting's just my life, and that's just all I want to do is just race.
Wow. And who do you aspire to be then? Who's your favourite driver? Because most of the Formula One champions, looking back, they've started in karting, haven't they?
Yeah. Well, my Formula One hero has got to be Lewis Hamilton. He's just so quick, and he knows what he's doing, and I'd just love to get to the stage he's been at one day.
But you got a 2-year jump on him, didn't he? Start at eight. If you started at six, you're already ahead of him, so that's not a bad achievement.
No, that's quite good, yeah.
Well, you mentioned the fact, I mean, you know, 65 miles an hour sitting on the ground. How would you describe that? What's the best way of describing what you get from those sort of karts? Because it's not the sort of thing that you're going to get if you go down, say, Brentwood karting, a local karting track, say, Rayleigh or wherever, is it?
No, I don't know, really. It's just hard to describe, but it's because it's been part of my life just for such a long time, just being so close to the floor and just going at such high speeds. It's quite hard to describe in a way.
And you've known nothing else anyway, I suppose, haven't you?
Yeah, that's all it's been for my life, just racing. Yeah.
And it's where to go from here, isn't it? Because, I mean, you go along to Brands Hatch, you see the likes of the Ginetta Juniors there. There are people racing under the age of 17 in competitive competition. I mean, where can you see yourself progressing up the racing ladder? What would be your ideal dream?
Well, I'd love to, like you said, just progress up the racing ladder, and I'd love to end up in Formula One,
yeah,
sitting at the front of every grid and just winning. And so it'd just be really great if I got into Formula One, because that is just my dream, and that's all I think about.
Yeah. You've certainly got the ambition there to do that as well. I mean, if that's your aim then, to get into Formula One, there is a certain way of doing it, isn't there? You must have it fairly clear in your mind in terms of how you'd achieve that. You want to get the right sponsors, you want to get backing as well.
Yeah, like you said, we just want to get the sponsors, so then we could move up into this class called Ginetta Juniors.
Yep.
Which I would be able to start in if when I'm 14, and then from there I could just move up each stage and eventually reach Formula One.
Mm. Well, good luck to you as far as that's concerned. I mean, it's quite busy for the whole team, really, isn't it, as well? The average race weekend for the team, you turn up, the both of you, you've got to set the car up. I know, I mean, you look at Lewis Hamilton, his dad was involved quite a way, wasn't he, in terms of setting the car up as well. I mean, I can imagine between the two of you, there's a lot of communication.
There is a lot of communication. There's a lot of tension.
Yeah.
Sometimes. So, you know,
a few arguments.
Yeah. There's a lot of arguments. I guess, you know, the weekend, Saturday's generally all day practicing, setting the car up.
And, yeah.
You know, I'm sure Lockley will explain, but it's very technical. So it, you know, requires the kids to give a lot of feedback.
Yeah. There's a lot of things you can change in the car. You could change the tyre pressures, which reduces or increases grip. There's gearing, which allows you to either come out a corner quicker or go down the straight quicker. There's just so many things, and I've just got to always remember, right, what's wrong with the cart, or what do we need to change to actually help me go quicker.
And the quicker you can feed that back, the quicker you can then get it up and running and ready to do a faster qualifying lap then.
That's right. And you're chasing fractions of a second. You know, we had a meeting a couple of weeks ago, and the top seven were covered by 4 100s. So if you change the jetting in the carburettor, you find a tenth, that's a huge difference on the track, even though it sounds a tiny amount.
Yeah, no, it can. And they're all the same sort of carts, aren't they? The regulations, there's not that much you can tweak. You haven't got an Adrian Newey there.
Sometimes Dad will tell me what the setup is, and...
And your dad takes care, do you? I mean, you take care of the events, the structure at the race weekend, so that you've got it all paced and set out, really.
Yeah, so we'll go into the weekend. We know the format of a race day is you have a short practice session in the morning, which is really either scrubbing in new slick tyres or making sure everything's working. Then you have three heats, one in the middle, one at the back, and one at the front. And the culmination of where you finish in all those heats determines where you start the final. And then depending which circuit we're running at, we'll have a base setup that we'll start with on the Saturday practice day. And then you work up and down that kind of range. So we know roughly what gearing and what tyre pressures, and then it's really Lachlan's feedback to determine which way we go with it.
Have you got a favourite circuit, Lachlan? I mean, is there a one that you really feel that you've got your best lap at?
Well, I love almost every track I go to.
Yeah.
But the two main ones I could probably really say are my favourite is a track called PFI and Wilton Mill.
Right. And these are, we can go and watch racing there then, can't we? We can go and watch the carts race.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's typically free to get in. It's, you know, you get sort of 200, 250 carts, lots of different classes. The racing's as close as you'll see anywhere, you know. And with the mixed grids, there's always lots of incidents, sometimes not so good for you because you get crashed off. But, you know, generally the racing's very good.
And there are regulations, but each different cart's got their own regulations to adhere to then.
That's right, yeah. So, you know, they've got engine regulations, weight limits as you go up. And so we're the class we race in now, Minimax, uses a Rotax engine. And there's four classes of Rotax. So it's the same engine, but it gets more powerful and higher revs as you step up through the age groups.
And this is where your experience really comes in useful as well then.
Yeah, considering I do have a lot of experience under my belt, that helps me a lot, because there's new drivers stepping into that class every year, so, and they've got to adapt to the different grips and just setup of the car, so they might find it a lot harder. So it's like the racing is very close, and so it's just good to have that experience under your belt, so you know how to actually drive the kart properly to get it in a place where you can actually run with the front runners.
I've got to ask, because you are quite exposed in that kart as well. I mean, have you had some real highs and real lows driving around there with your career so far?
Yeah, we've had our really good moments. We've won two championships, fourth in another and two in another one. But I've also broken my arm, which was unfortunate. But although I did break my arm, I missed two races in that season, but I still managed to come back and finish fourth.
Which is quite an achievement. So you look back and think you didn't do so badly then.
Yeah, I was really happy with it when I found out I did still keep fourth, and I was just really, like, over the moon when Dad was like, you do know you've missed two races, but you still come back and finished here. I was just so happy.
And I suppose the crash as well gives you a bit more experience because you know what it's like to crash and you know the safety of the car. Ultimately, breaking your arm isn't great, but you've come through that and you're still racing. I suppose like riding a bike, you get straight back on it and you're still really quick. You know you haven't got as much of a problem there.
Yeah, and when I broke my arm, it was a bit of a shock, and we went. As soon as we got the cast off, the hospital said, right, you don't race or anything for about 3 months. And that weekend, we went out racing again. So we kind of had to...
I'd just like to say, that's not bad parenting. I was forced.
Yeah, I did say I just want to get back in the kart.
Well, yeah, yeah. You don't want to be sitting around doing nothing, do you? You know, and you just said it on the radio, so it's official.
Yeah.
You know, well, brilliant. I mean, yeah, more power to your elbow, literally, when you're doing that. But I mean, just a few things really in terms of your own achievements and what's going on. I mean, also you are raising money, aren't you? Is it Click Sergeant that you're raising money for?
Yeah, we're raising money for Click Sergeant, children with cancer, because I heard that every day there was someone who got diagnosed with cancer, and I was thinking, well, if there's anything I could do to help them, I'd go straight for it. And luckily, there was Click Sergeant, so I went straight for the chance. And I just love helping them, and it's just an honour to help them.
Yeah, and I suppose the big thing is to get more money through. I mean, is that the most important thing to be successful, to get money under your belt, to get a big sponsor?
I guess so. You know, it's for Lachlan's career, it's to find a sponsor. Generally, it's someone who really wants to, you know, support young British athletes, or, you know, they've got a real interest in the motor racing kind of, what's the kind of, you know, the stair.
It's the hierarchy and everything else as well, isn't it, really? Making sure, well, in football, it'd be called grassroots, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I think to find another McLaren, what they did with Lewis, is probably unlikely. A lot of the big teams have academies, and there are, you know, there's a lot of talented drivers out there, so you just have to hope someone spots something special. You know, I think personally, obviously I'm his dad, I'm a bit biased, but I think, you know, we race a lot less than a lot of other people. He's got, how many trophies have you got now?
57 now.
Where'd you find the room?
His bedroom's full of trophies. So, you know, we've always run at the front. We've stepped up to a new class this year, which is kind of 6 seconds a lap faster, which is a big jump.
But he's still coping with it.
And, well, he's leading one championship and we're second in the other. So he's totally exceeded my expectations. So, yeah. You know, fingers crossed, someone might think he's worth investing in.
And this, you've got as the benefits of running for a team, and also really being there with your dad, understanding everything, I suppose, as well.
Yeah, it helps a lot to run with the team. We've had friends in the past who haven't run with the team and they have really struggled. So it's just really useful to be running with the team, because you have that setup that your teammates have that you can compare. And especially with Dad, I wouldn't be able to be racing without him. He just helps me all the way.
But the onus is on you as well. You've got to be there racing and doing well. And there's probably... you've got to be careful in terms of what you eat and everything as well. You can't sit there and eat burgers every night and put on weight, because that's going to affect your performance, isn't it?
Yeah, I've now started having protein milkshakes. So that's been helping me a lot. I had that suggestion from Brett at Concept Fitness in Epping.
Right.
And he's just been helping us a lot. He's been telling me what to eat and what to drink, and just to help me throughout the racing weekend.
And do you feel better for it? You feel fitter for that, do you? Do you notice the difference?
Yeah, before I actually started having the protein milkshakes, at the end of the day, well, end of weekend really, I used to be really quite tired and I may not have performed my best, but since I've been having these protein milkshakes, I've been wide awake and just ready to perform and ready to race at the best of my ability.
Wow. It's interesting, you know, so Brett helping us, you get that advice. So I used to moan at Lachlan for not eating. And actually what's happening, they get the big adrenaline rush, they come down from that, and basically you don't want to eat.
Yeah.
So this protein shake's got an awful lot of good things in it, so if that's easy for him to consume, and his energy stays up.
Yeah, it's releasing energy at the right level, isn't it? Exactly. Like you say, like any athlete, really.
Yeah.
Well, look, I mean, thank you very much for coming in. The most important thing here is money, really, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Yeah.
If anyone's interested at all, we're going to put all the details on the Phoenix FM website, so there's no issue there at all. We'll also make sure that we're updated with how you're doing through the season as well. There'll be plenty of updates there. And as I say, I mean, anyone listening, best way to find out, really, Phoenix FM website is going to be the best way, really, isn't it? And we'll keep in touch, and best of luck to you. It's great. If only we were all doing that at that age, eh?
It's so cool, isn't it? But yeah, thanks very much, Steve.
Yeah, thanks. It's been a privilege.
No, glad you enjoyed it. Thanks very much for coming in. Cheers. Thank you.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.